When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. We're loaded up today with great people, great side question, and a lot of things intersecting. Of course, today, January 6th, and a couple of things that have developed around that. Now, look, if you've listened over the course of time, you know how I feel about this. There's a lot of stuff here that went wrong, but any number of the people that stormed the Capitol that day should have been prosecuted and kept in jail to the fullest extent of the law. If you don't think that's the case, you can tell me throughout the show, but you know it's the case. But that doesn't excuse a couple of things. Rand Paul, yesterday on the eve of this, released new findings on how a case of mistaken identity under the previous FBI that they refused to correct around January 6th put a Catholic school teacher on the terror watch list and made a big deal for her family, too. They detail the case of Christine Crowder, Texas Catholic school teacher, traveled to D.C. on January 6th to attend a Trump rally. And that's all that she did. Rand Paul says a free society cannot tolerate a system in which programs and authorities intended to keep the public safe are instead weaponized against them due to mere suspicion. And he's exactly right. She didn't do anything. All sides now say that. Yet she went through that. And then today, and this is developing, we have the case of Michael Byrd, who shot Ashley Babbitt. And apparently has a taxpayer-funded daycare in his home run by his wife. Again, surfacing on January 6th, that's in Maryland, to keep an eye out on that. So, you know, we know some of the backdrop of this whole thing. And again, I've been crystal clear, I think, over the course of time. I'm not in the camp just saying these were patriots or whatever. But like all justice, it should be on a case-by-case basis. And I just read you Rand Paul and this teacher as an example of the overkill of this. Now, the other story on January 6th that we're watching, and we're going to see if they deliver. Walz resigns yesterday in Minnesota. Okay, that's good. I think Walz should be indicted ultimately here. I think they should be developing the case. I'll play you Caroline Levin in a moment talking about. The president certainly agrees, and she said this from the podium yesterday, that Walz is criminally guilty in this. Not as a president, but as a judgment looking at this. At least he should be indicted. Pam Bondi's on the ground now. There are apparently hundreds, if not a thousand, FBI and other agents who were slow to this. They were too slow to this. They should have done it the minute Nick Shirley broke this loose. So this is a developing story, and what I think people voted for is what's ongoing now. President Trump teasing up there will be a fraud sweep of California. How about a fraud sweep of New Jersey? Can you imagine? 5 minutes, what do you think we would find? Food stamp fraud, daycare fraud, not just Somalis. And how about Pennsylvania? By the way, the annual U-Haul rankings are out, and they indicate that Pennsylvania is 44th worst in those rankings, meaning people leaving versus growth. How does Josh Shapiro have this golden image that Stacey Garrity on Twitter says, you know, pretty mediocre, and every pundit in the world goes after them, and he's sitting on $30 million for his reelection campaign? This guy is a menace. The pundits up and down the line cannot lionize him enough. For what? 95, he did a good job on that, and he played it well with the real-time look at trying to rebuild 95. Other than that, what has Josh Shapiro done? Run for president, as he always is. Charge $80,000 to trim his bushes. How would you like that landscaping bill? Told us about how bad it was to have his family there and almost be killed by a maniac, but then covering up what the maniac's motivation was. Because, again, he's running for president. This guy is a very, very tricky figure. Extremely so. You know, the guy who was for capital punishment till his son talked him out of it, a 10-year-old. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Now, one other thing. We're trying to get him on. CBS News anchor, Tony Deopoulos, and I'm going to give you what he said the five principles are for him and the new look at CBS News. Bill O'Reilly's in the on-deck circle. Bill O'Reilly worked at CBS at one point. Or he's, Bernie Goldberg did, and he and Bernie Goldberg talk about it all the time. All right. The new dictum from Barry Weiss at CBS. We work for you. That means you come first, not advertisers, not politicians. Okay, good. Check that box. We'll see. Two, we report on the world as it is. We'll be honest and direct with you. That means no weasel words or padded landings. Okay, that's good. We get to number four. Quote, we love America. We make no apologies for saying so. Our foundational values of liberty, equality, and rule of law make us the last best hope on earth. We also believe in Franklin's famous line about America as a republic, if we can keep it. We aim to do our part every night. One way to think about our show is a daily conversation about exactly where we are as a country and where we're going. Now, why do these other news organizations not say something like that? Would they espouse it? Or would they say that We Love America is biased in some way? That doesn't mean you have to tend toward Trump or the sitting president, does it? We love America, and the idea is they're reinforcing that, saying to the other networks. In other words, is there too much of an attack mode, not just on the government, but on the principles of traditional America, what got us here, not being in the attack mode? All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Now, here's a little bit of something else I'm going to ask O'Reilly about. Here is Mondani. Now, he's way off on this, but I wanted, this is cut five. Mondani doesn't even host a World Cup game, but he thinks the pricing is outrageous, and he claims he's going to do something about that. Now, should Republicans, I raised this and we had a lot of calls on it. Is this one of the small affordability things? Not in the way that Mondani would do it. In other words, I believe the system is rigged. The whole ticketing system up and down the line, it's brutal. Could you say, well, it's not necessary. If you want to go to these, you're going to pay whatever they tell you. Here's Mondani's take, cut five.
What we are seeing, you know, I had a New Yorker the other day come up to me and ask me if there was any way I could help him get World Cup tickets, because he was saying that the cost that he saw for a game was $600, right? This is increasingly out of reach. We have made what used to be a working class game into a luxury experience. And there are too many for whom it doesn't matter where the World Cup is being played in the world, they know where they're going to watch it. It's TV. And we want to ensure that there are more experiences available to each and every New Yorker.
All right. How's he going to do that as a mayor? Now, by Republicans doing, is this system dynamic pricing? Is it rigged? Remember the defense of Bruce Springsteen on dynamic pricing? Then he tells us about he's for the little guy. Yeah, right. So is the system capitalism? I don't believe it is. I believe those tickets are gobbled up and then sent back to us in a way at whatever cost they want. If that's the case, if there's stuff going on there like that when it comes to ticketing, I don't know why, but, you know, if I could get to Trump's ear, it would be like in The Graduate, plastics, dynamic pricing, Mr. President. The ticket situation. How do those tickets cost so much again, suddenly? Is the system rigged with that? Now, if it's not, it's not. And that's what the price is, and that's it. All right, I'm going to ask Bill O'Reilly all this to kick off the show. I'll give you the side question after O'Reilly. 855-839-12.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
10.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Bill O'Reilly in the on-deck circle here presently. This will be cut 16. We played you yesterday, the head of the tenant group. This is the cabinet of Mondami. This is the woman yesterday who said, well, private property, we're not going to go with that anymore. Here's what she said about maintaining your building if you're a landlord and what's going to happen if they think you're not maintaining the building. Now, think about it. It's all in the details, I know. But listen to the solution if they deem, no, you're not maintaining Matchett headquarters enough. Michette, cut 16.
At $5 billion, we hope to be able to set up and staff the agency, but also build new housing across the state, as well as acquire distressed housing across the state. The mechanisms for acquiring distressed housing could look different on a building-by-building basis. In some cases, what happens is tenants form a tenant association, they have a scofflaw landlord or someone who's not making repairs, and they could pressure, using organizing tactics, they could pressure to the Social Housing Development Authority to take over their homes, to buy their homes. In other cases, it might happen through like a legal process. A couple days ago, one of the most notorious slumlords in the city, his name is Ob Shalom. He was arrested because he is treating his tenants so badly, hundreds of thousands of open code violations. In cases like that, where the city is actively pursuing already sort of litigation and enforcement mechanisms against the landlord, the SHDA is an option. We can say, hey, you are not maintaining this building, and we are the city of New York. We have an interest in making sure that housing is well maintained, and we're going to take this building away from you.
Would you need a host of like a new suite of regulations?
No, apparently you wouldn't need a new suite of regulations to do that. This woman is a piece of work, even for the Mondami cabinet here. Yesterday, she talked about, no, it's not private property. Everybody has a share in your house. Think about that. And these are only the first few days. All right, Bill O'Reilly in the on-deck circle. We'll talk to him. I'm not sure if he's spoken to President Trump, but he had a lot to say about Trump wants Venezuela to be like El Salvador. But in addition to that, I want to know what he thinks about this new CBS News. And the headline today, Mondani, saying that New York City ought to be like South Africa. All right, let's first interview of the new year. Let's go to a refreshed and ready to go Bill O'Reilly on Talk Radio 1210. Bill, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me back in the new year. Refreshed? I'm not so sure, Giordano. I'm working well, like a Sherpa here.
I've seen that. I've seen that. Several people have commented even more over the holidays. So, Bill, you used to have Bernie Goldberg on, and that was a highlight for all of us. I'm talking in the beginning, the exposure of what went on inside. And it wasn't malevolent, I think you and Goldberg were saying, but these people all had the same worldview, and that's the news they produced. Your thoughts on the new CBS news, particularly Principle 4, Bill, we love America, and they're going to state that plainly.
Well, that's good. You know, I'm glad they love America. I work for CBS.
I know.
Both local at Channel 2 in New York and then national for under Rather. I applaud them for trying to stop the incredible liberal bias in the national press. So I think that they're doing a good thing by trying to modify that dishonest approach. Now, do they have the personnel to pull it off? Not now. They got the same people that they had when they were as far left as you could get. 60 Minutes has got Pelley, and it's got all these people that hate Trump. I don't know, there's Dokapol, is that how you say
it? Yeah, Dokapol, yeah.
All right, I mean, he looks like an okay guy, but he's sitting there with in the morning show for two years, and they banned every single conservative guest. So what about that, Tony? I mean, I guess these people have all had an epiphany, and this is the anniversary of that epiphany, the real one. So I'm not going to criticize them. I'm just going to say skepticism might be a good thing, and let's see what they do.
Now, Bill, he is the guy, though, just to refresh, though. I agree. I don't know that he was in charge, Gayle King, somebody. He's the guy that took
Wait, let me stop you there, Don.
Yeah.
Both you and I are broadcast professionals for many years, right?
Yes.
In my entire career, nobody has ever told me what to say on the air.
I agree. What I'm saying is, Bill, with the guest, he's the one that took on Coates, if you remember, the race hustler, in my view, that had the book Attacking Israel and all that.
He's the one.
So I have some hope.
Late in the game.
Okay.
After the big merger, and Tony was shrewd enough to read the cards.
Mm-hmm.
New management, much more conservative. I better get on board. And it worked for Tony. Absolutely worked, because the others were stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to see them. Gayle King is toast over there.
Exactly.
So all I'm saying to you is this. Number one, the network news in America is over. It's not coming back. All right? It caters to viewers over the age of 70. It doesn't really provide much new information about anything. And the people they have there are very mediocre. Let me give an example. When the Maduro thing broke, I got a call from News Nation, which is my linear television outlet, as you know. And I did go on Saturday night, pain in the butt to do it, but I had good information about the story because that's my job. Now, what happened there and what I told Leland Vittert was that the CIA made a deal with the Venezuelan military that they would step aside and allow Maduro to be captured. And that's exactly what happened. Okay, and the Wall Street Journal confirms it today. I was 4 days ahead on the story. No one else reported that. Yet if anybody had taken a hard look at it, it would be impossible for a foreign nation, the USA, to invade with special forces, kidnap a leader without a one shot fired in the leader's defense by police, by military, by anybody. That is impossible, okay, unless a deal was made in advance, which it was. So I reported it. Now, did anybody else report it? No, because they don't know enough. They don't know what happened in Vietnam when the United States took over the South Vietnamese government. They don't know how this works, okay? So they just blather and bubble and this and where's the plan. And, you know, the CIA is not going to tell you the plan, all right, you idiot? They're not going to go and say, yeah, this is what we're going to do in Venezuela.
Bill,
let
me add one thing to it, too. Did you feel, and I know the answer knowing you, but again, what you're saying now, people are going to say, well, that's taken away from the U.S. military. I don't doubt you because I've seen what you've said. I've seen the Wall Street Journal today. But did you have any, I don't want to take away from Delta Force and what they did?
No, they were great.
Okay.
Well, what does it take away from Delta Force?
Well, saying
Delta Force was a disciplined operation. They went in, they executed it flawlessly. And Maduro's in Brooklyn wearing a stupid hat. Okay? there's no denigration of the U.S. military, but the journalistic community in America does not know anything anymore. We used to trust these people to know a lot, to report things. It's gone. It's totally gone. They don't know anything. I mean, I watch CNN just to get a counter on the story, and these people they're idiots. They don't have no frame of reference. They don't know history. They don't know how the governments work. They don't know anything. Oh, where's the plan? Hey, I'm sure they do have a plan. They're not telling you. That's what the CIA does. It's covert.
Mm-hmm. So, Bill, in that News Nation interview, you talked about Trump's vision of this, that this is like El Salvador. That's what he wants in Venezuela?
Right. Yeah, it was a client state, and he'll get it. But Colombia, next door, which is obnoxious and run by drug traffickers too, he can't get it there because it's a much bigger country with an elected president who's got the army's loyalty. So you're not going to make a deal there, okay? Not at this point. So each situation is different. Greenland, we're not invading Greenland. All right, that would give the midterms to the Democrats if Trump did that. Hand it to him. And every NATO leader would condemn Trump. He's not going to invade Greenland. He wants military bases there. So he throws chaos into Copenhagen. That's how he negotiates. He's always done it that way. And we'll get the military bases. But these people on TV, they don't know anything, Dom. And you know that.
Well, I'm not down there. And I took you all the way back to you and Bernie Goldberg talking about how all this is made. And I think particularly the Evening News now, particularly the ABC guy, I mean, it is not even an inch deep. It is bad stuff. Bill, wanted to talk.
He's a weatherman.
Yeah, that's where he is most of the time. What's
he's a weatherman. Oh, let's go to our correspondent in Tulsa. How much rain you get there?
What are you going to be doing in 2026? Is there a new book on the horizon? What's happening with you, TV, et cetera? What's Bill O'Reilly up to?
I'm doing a book called Confronting America, What Has to Change.
Mm-hmm.
We're writing that right now. It'll be out in September. And that's one big pain in the butt. I'll tell you what. But it's a pretty sensational book. You'll be very interested. Every chapter deals with a problem that the government has not seemed to be able to solve. I'm cutting back a little bit on my broadcast duties, but not a lot. You know, I have a lot of people depending on me. But I'm an old guy, Dom. I mean, come on.
The YouTube stuff, though, every time you're on, you're energized. But how's YouTube doing with Bill O'Reilly?
We're making a fortune out of it. I don't even know what YouTube is, but we're making a bloody fortune. And, we're dropping tonight a new YouTube commentary on what you owe your country in the light of Clooney becoming a French citizen, and I'm all for that. And Kimmel, really pounding his own country on British television. So that's our new commentary, and it's doing very, very well, and it reaches younger people, as you know.
Exactly.
It's work. I mean, all of our stuff is well-researched. We just don't throw it out there like most of these pinheads. You know, we actually find out things.
Well, Bill, it's certainly glad to have you back here. We find out things, too. BillO'Reilly.com. Bill, thank you, and thanks for kicking off 2026.
I appreciate you having me on, Dom. Much success, and thanks. We'll talk again soon.
All right, Bill O'Reilly here on Talk Radio 1210. Henry, I never even got to Venezuela. I just saw the Tony Dokapal here, who I have high hopes for with CBS. I hear what he's saying. Look, people are not watching even. It's just this love of country thing they put in there. The others can't say that. I don't think it's biased at all. Is it true? We'll see. He's a guy that took on the Coates guy, and I love that interview. It was uncomfortable beyond belief with a guy who is sanctified. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. This came up yesterday, all because I had the temerity to say, I have never seen more than, you know, flipping through the TV, I can't get to the remote. Somebody's firing at me. I'm crawling across the floor trying to get to the remote. I've never seen any of Friends. And I don't plan to. And even more, I'll add to that, probably even more so, because Friends, I know a lot about it because it's so popular. But the Big Bang Theory, I'm not seeing that either. Not seeing it.
That's fair. That okay. Show got old fast.
Okay. So what we're looking for today, very unusual side question. We're looking for something popular. And if you have calls on O'Reilly, we'll take them, Eric Kirk. You know, O'Reilly fired up to, yeah.
Okay, yeah, he told me.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. We're looking for a film, like Dan, we always used to say, have you not seen The Godfather? Where people are kind of surprised. I don't think people would be surprised that our listeners, Henry seems to differ. They're not going to be surprised that I don't like Friends and have never seen it. They don't either. That's my bet.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
It's like in the 90 percentile and even that. All right, so those are a couple of mine. Henry, what's your number one?
Yeah, so at least for shows, yeah. This was a tough one because I feel like I've seen pretty much everything. Like I was going through like the IMDb's, like great highest rated shows, highest rated movies. So this is the best I could fish out here. As terms of TV shows, I have never seen Mad Men. I have like no interest in seeing Mad Men.
Oh God!
It's just kind of, I mean it's past. I don't know. It's past. It's
yeah, but
date
it,
at this
it,
point.
It gives you the history of something. I would say after a couple years, maybe not. But out of the box and all, yeah.
Like, there, yeah, like I get it was the biggest show on TV like then, but like now it's just kind of like it's fallen in, you know, in the fold.
That's not horrible. I mean, it's not like a giant hole like The Godfather.
Yeah, no, it's not a black hole like that. The other one I'm going to take, you haven't seen either, because I know you're not very fond of this, but I knew your students were, and that'd be the Lord of the Realm, of the Rings film trilogy.
Oh, spare me.
I've seen The Fellowship of the Ring, and I really enjoyed that movie, and I have to get to watching the other two movies. I just haven't because, you know, they're like 3.5 hours.
Oh, my God. I brought my binoculars for a new bit today. I may have to use it on the Lord of the Rings.
you're up there on the Eye of Sauron, right?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. I wouldn't be able to tell you much at all. All right, Kirk.
Okay, so I have to go with one show that was popular as well on AMC, Breaking Bad. I haven't seen it. I don't get it.
Oh, my goodness. Why is that?
I don't get it. I just watched maybe like a couple minutes of it. I really don't get the
I would say it's in the top 10 TV shows of all time easily. Maybe top 5.
It's not for me.
You got to give a show a season at the
least. If anybody calls in, Kirk, you put them to the top of the line. They've never seen The Wire and don't intend to. That's it.
Actually, I do want to see The Wire, though. I haven't.
You haven't seen The Wire?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
I know I'm missing out.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like two of the top three shows ever.
Well, we're going to have a conversation with this guy. It's like, I don't know anything about the Eagles. You're sitting here.
Well,
you know I'm saying? Oh, okay. Some guy sits down. Okay, what am I going to talk about?
You know, well, you're busting my ball.
Yeah. How about those Eagles? What? Eagles are landing? What's. All right. 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question. Give me your reaction to Bill O'Reilly. I don't know why he was stunned when I said to him, well, didn't you feel this might be seen as negating the U.S. military a little bit? Now, Wall Street Journal says the same thing, some kind of deal that made it easier. But I thought the story was military compound, cyber attack, take out the lights, and they got in there. O'Reilly, a different one today. All right, so 855-839-1210. Get on board on Talk Radio 12.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
10.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Kirk, you can have that on in the producer's lounge. Breaking Bad, we give an exemption here as a whole and something. Wow, I'm stunned okay. here. Not as bad as Dan and The Godfather, though. All right, I'm not watching Friends. I can see the course taught on Friends, the nuances of this. Ross alone. Oh, my God.
I haven't seen the full. I haven't seen the whole seasons either. Oh, I've seen a few here and there, but that was
right.
it.
So. Watch it.
Yeah. All right.
I don't get the appeal. Yeah,
it's 855-839-1210. That's how you can get on with that. Here's a little bit. This is cut 12. Here's Caroline Leavitt laying out, I think, what we voted for. In other words, Walz resigning in Minnesota, good thing. But this guy's got to be indicted. It doesn't end with this, and any number have to be indicted. Maybe Cash Patel and Bondi are making up for lost time. They should have been there over the holidays. I don't know that the Somalis can cover up or would cover up. But I think the American people seeing this, and I made the point. We had someone actually killed in Washington the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, right? Yet that story got pushed aside once we started to see Nick Shirley on top of others expose this fraud by the Somali groups, principally, in Minnesota. Why? Because people have had it with this. We have a great guest coming on today. She's a Brazilian-American, naturalized citizen. She's the one that we've been playing, talking about how people from Brazil, it's an issue, but maybe more Somalia, where they feel there's no government, there's just all corruption. You just have to make your own way, and that means massive fraud and corruption. And I pulled several other things that she's talked about. Hope to have her on, you know, on a fairly regular basis because it is big on Twitter, TikTok, and the like. And the particular one that we played you around the Somalis not assimilating, that hits what's going on here. I mean, literally, there's thousands of people involved in this that should go to jail. The Trump administration announcing they're going to do their fraud tour of California next. New Jersey and Pennsylvania, rife with it. Here's Caroline Leavitt yesterday making the point of what the Trump administration believes should happen with Walz.
First of all, Happy New Year, Caroline. I hope your New Year's Eve was better than Maduro's. The situation in
that
Minnesota.
I can assure you, Jesse.
Does it surprise you what's happening with Tim Walz?
Unfortunately, it doesn't. The scale of the fraud that the Trump administration, with the help of great independent journalists like Nick Shirley, is uncovering right now is surely shocking. But President Trump has been calling out Tim Walz for his incompetence and corrupt leadership for a very long time. And Trump was right about everything. This is another example of that, which is why Governor Walz is dropping out of the race for re-election today. This is a man who can no longer even win the support of the voters within his home state because his policies have failed them. And now the great people of Minnesota, a state that was once known as the land of 10,000 lakes, has been turned into the land of 10,000 Somali schemes because of their governor. And don't forget, this is a guy who was at the top of the Democrat Party's ticket, the number two. He was Kamala Harris's running mate just about a year ago until President Trump crushed them last November. And it was in large part because the president was calling out this fraud. And so this has been a day one priority for the Trump administration, Jesse. The Department of Justice has convicted and prosecuted nearly 100 defendants in Minnesota. And because of these new details and this new reporting that has come to light, this is a all hands on deck across the entire government effort. We are surging resources. You saw today the Department of Homeland Security announced we have nearly 2,000 agents from the Homeland Security Investigations Team. The FBI is on the ground, and we're freezing money. HHS cut off funding for child care centers and for daycares. USDA Secretary Rollins has been asking Governor Walz to see the recipients of SNAP in his state. So this is all hands on deck, rest assured. It's a top priority for President Trump. And he believes that Governor Walz is criminally liable. And I think the Department of Justice is going to find out.
All right, there's the part. Now, Trump putting that out there publicly through Levitt believes is criminally liable. That's like a directive. Yeah, that's why Pam Bondi's there now. And that's what we want. Why? Because this is the type of stuff. Our guest, the Brazilian woman, Mackenzie, that we were playing, says, people look at this. We made this point throughout the holidays. They look at this and say, why get up every day? Why go to work? Why support the country? Why pay taxes and all the rest of it when you have just massive fraud, not just in one state, but billions upon billions across the country? And little, if anything, is done about it. So that's what people voted for. Nail them. Every single one of them up and down the line. No excuses. If Walz is not criminally indicted on this, that'd be shocking to me. That's one of the reasons he stepped down, maybe to try to get away from that. Because the bottom line is, this is so massive, so blatant, not even clever what they were up to here. And they were catered to do this. And they don't want to assimilate. They're ungrateful, by and large. Not every single person. How would we know that? But vast numbers. And that's why we have this problem. And I guess they represent a significant enough voting block that people still cater to them constantly and try to lionize the Somali group in Minnesota. All righty, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that movie or TV show that you never got, never wanted to, something happened with it. It's all in the call on this one. You heard ours. I think everybody has one. Some people have significantly more. And make it as interesting as you can. Tell us your rationale. Maybe get your name into the hat today. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Of course, the other big story that we're looking at is the vaccine story. We've gone now from 17 childhood diseases to be vaccinated against. Now, I don't know how these people on Twitter got that means 72 jabs. I'm not exactly sure about that, but this is delivering, I have one objection to it, to 11 now, from 17 to 11. One of the diseases not to be vaccinated against is meningitis with kids. You know, we're trying to get on a couple of the doctors we bring on, et cetera, around this. The other side, though, several people don't like Kennedy, don't like Trump, saying this is going to be an issue in the midterms. How in the world is relieving the vaccination rate? You know, intuitively, there's a sense that, particularly in a place like Jersey, too many things are being vaccinated against. You're raising the odds of some kind of difficulty that incurs, and everybody knows there can be a downside, side effect, if you will. And doing them in those multiple doses is another issue people are concerned about. I just can't see not vaccinating against meningitis, though. So I'm going to tell you honestly what I'm seeing. This Maha stuff, some of it is ridiculous. Some of it, I give Kennedy credit for what he's been able to do already. But the idea people are going to hold this against Republicans, several spins out there today saying you're going to see what happens. Now, nobody's saying you can't vaccinate your kid if you want to do it with the 17 diseases multiplied. They're using Denmark as the model. Now, in fairness, looking at Denmark as the model, it is a country different than ours, certainly. And I'm not sure that it works out. The last time we looked at Scandinavia, though, Sweden had a much better policy, it turned out, when it came to masking and COVID and going back to school and everything else. So is the Denmark model what we ought to be doing? Well, we'll see. Are we going to see the media now telling us about an uptick in all these childhood diseases? Because parents can still get their child vaccinated. And according to the directives, the insurance companies are still supposed to cover this. Now, we'll see if that's the case, because if they don't, then there's a chink in the armor here as far as dealing with this. By the way, the president today speaking to Republicans, and I have to admit, I'm tired of this stuff on the healthcare thing. Started going off against the insurance companies. Okay, that's fine. We want to just put it in the hands of the average American. I'm in complete agreement with that. But are you thinking we are going to get there anytime soon on that? Meaning the midterms are what I'm thinking about. You got to win the midterms. And to me, winning the midterms means coming up with some Republican plan that people think makes sense to them. And I'm just not seeing any directions that the Republicans, I'll be shocked if next week when they take this up again, if the Republicans have any guidance of what to rally around. And if they don't, you think you want to go into the midterms just attacking the insurance companies? I don't think that's a plan. I'm in agreement. They're out of control. Make that case. But in the meantime, people are saying, okay, as that's being wrangled over, what's the healthcare plan here? I don't see it. And Trump just doesn't seem to want to be on board with any one of these things. Okay, so is our plan just attack the insurance companies? Because if it is, these midterms are going to be very difficult. All right, phone lines 855-839-1210. Coming up, we're going to talk with Mackenzie, the common sense dose. Is that her TikTok or is that her Twitter?
That's her Instagram, TikTok, the whole social media.
Okay, the whole social media. Yeah. She's a Brazilian-American woman, naturalized citizen, who talked about the Somalis and talked about it through a Brazilian lens that was really intriguing. But she's saying a lot about Venezuela and a lot about phony feminists. I just found it to be exactly where I think a lot of people are, articulated in a really clever way. She's next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Oh, my goodness. Some of the ones I'm seeing on Twitter as far as the movie or film or TV show that you've never seen, you don't plan to. Oh, my. Take a look at Marcus Aurelius here. Wow. It is... Brokeback Mountain, of course, is on there. I forgot about that one.
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, I have not either. Let's talk Dom Giordano Show. We're always interested in people that are interesting and have a point of view that just reverberates. Sometimes you see it on Twitter. This was Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Mackenzie, Common Sense Dose, is Brazilian-American and was reacting. The one thing that went viral that we played was about what happened with the Somali residents of Minnesota. And Mackenzie joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I have to thank you. We played that to death during a down period of time over the holidays because it reverberated with people so much. So you talked about the Brazil way or the Brazilian way. Is it similar to what you saw playing out with people in Minnesota, the Somalis?
Yeah, well, I always say that once people lose faith in fairness, it becomes really, really dangerous. Everything starts to break down. And that's exactly what I saw in my country. And sometimes I feel like the United States is walking that same path. It's a different scale, of course, different culture, but the same symptoms. What is happening right now in Minnesota? I mean, for you guys, yeah, it's new. It's huge. I've seen it before, and I know how normalizing this will just break this country apart. So, and that's exactly why I started making these videos, because sometimes if you, you know, if you were born here in America, you've never been in a different country, you don't have that same perspective. Sometimes I feel like I am, you know, just seeing the same exact things that happened in Brazil like 10, 15 years ago happening here right now, that same mindset growing. And it's scary, really.
Yeah. And again, to connect the dots, you're saying if this is not punished now that we've exposed it, it's going to be a massive loss of faith. We've seen Walls resign. But to me, and I think to you, that's not good enough. There's got to be an indictment here of elected officials. Otherwise, what's this all about? Not just they get to resign. Somebody's got to be indicted. There were real crimes that were committed. I'll tell you, Mackenzie, the one that got me the most, I'm a former teacher, is the fake autism stuff going on. The parents, the fake autism clinics and all this. This is beyond unforgivable.
Yeah, and it's, I think the part that infuriates us the most is that we're not seeing any type of consequences for all of that, right? We have been told to do things that were not right. And now, you know, it's all proven. Hey, this was not the right thing to tell people to do. And nobody's paying any price for that. They keep doing it. It almost feels like they're escalating things. Like, how much can these fools take, you know? And we start normalizing things like, you know, the fraud now in Minnesota. You said you're a former teacher. I am a teacher. I teach fifth grade. And one of the reasons why I started my channel was because I started seeing some policies in my school that I was like, what in the world is this? Like, if we don't stop this right now, and this was like 3 years ago, now it is even worse. I mean, it's a little bit better, you know, since Trump took office. Not that, you know, he's going to save the world, but there are things that he can do. But again, as you were talking to me about, like, you know, just putting people in jail, you know, indicting people, like, we need some real consequences for the stuff they're doing. If we don't have that now, if we don't act now, I'm sorry to say this, and this is truly heartbreaking, but the United States is going to become a third world country.
Yeah, I think that's where you're going. That's your thesis, and you put it so precisely. You mentioned something a moment ago, and I think you were suggesting things they told us. You're talking about during COVID. One of my themes constantly is there's been no day of reckoning on COVID in which we say, this is what we learned, and we're not going to go back again to exactly what you put us through.
Right. Yeah. No, I feel exactly the same. And it goes back to what I said before. We start normalizing things, right? And then once if we're told to be quiet, to accept, to, you know, just keep paying the bill, and we don't do anything about it, they're going to keep coming, right? They're going to, like I said, it almost feels like they escalate. Okay, so COVID worked. So what now? Oh, vaccines. Okay, what now? Autism. What now? Transgenderism. What now? Like, when does this stop? And what can we do to stop this? The one thing I know is that silence is what makes this becomes normal. And this is why I have my channel. I know, you know, I cannot do much. I have three little kids. I'm a teacher. I, you know, I have a busy life. And I feel like most Americans are with me. We don't have time to go out and in these, you know, protests that last all day, all of these things. And I think that's why we are staying behind, because these people don't work. They have the time to go out and, you know, quote unquote, protest and organize. And you can see the left is really well organized. That's one thing I'm going to have to give to them. They are well organized. They are all together in their thoughts. You know, it's kind of like a little cult. And I've seen it firsthand in Brazil. It is actually a cult. So, you know, it kind of breaks my heart sometimes thinking that, you know, I could be doing more. What else can I do? Because I saw it happening in my home country. I moved here, you know, in hopes that I can get a better life. And I do. I do have an amazing life. I love this country so much. I'm so grateful for everything that I've achieved here. Things that would never be possible back in Brazil. And now seeing that same mentality growing here with no consequences, no punishment, this is, I don't know. You tell me, what can we do?
You're doing
to make it stop.
That's why we wanted to have your people. We're thrilled with your insight and the lens you bring to it from where you came. You seem to me to be particularly lampooning going after these fraudulent women on the left, faux feminist. You seem like a woman who, has a career and does all that stuff. But some of the stuff that we're told by these women that are not necessarily qualified, shall we say, with a lot of real world experience to be in charge. Talk about that. I see a lot on your channel on that.
Yeah, well, I think feminism is not what it used to be, right? When we talk about equal rights, this is not what we're talking about. Because women, they want the women nowadays, like the feminists nowadays, they want the privileges of being a woman. But then when it's time to kind of like pay the price for that, they don't want it. So like, if you really want equal rights, you have to accept that you need to be evaluated for like a job position, for example. You cannot have privileges like, oh, because I'm a woman. No, you are fighting for equal rights. So let's have it. It's just like most, even like some now ex-friends, right? But I had friends who were all about like, being empowered and this and that. But then when they went on a date with the guy and the guy wanted to share to split the bill, they were like, oh my gosh, that is so awful. Like, well, yeah. you can't have it both ways. You know,
exactly.
You were so independent and empowered. So, okay, split the bill.
Right.
But no, they want that special treatment and they give nothing in return. It's just a mentality that's taken so many young women's minds. And it's so sad, actually, to see, young women being so indoctrinated to not be good wives, to not want to be moms, and want to have that special treatment because they're women, but at the same time, like I said, not give anything back into society. It's really sad.
Well, we are so glad we found you. We're so glad that went viral. We invite you back in the future. Now, where do people go to follow you on social media? Where do they go, Mackenzie?
So I'm on Instagram and TikTok, more actively. So they can type Mackenzie CSD. CSD stands for Common Sense Dose. That's the name of my channel. On TikTok, they can look for Common Sense Dose. They're going to see me there. I'm also on X now. Elon Musk retweeted two of my posts. So I'm now starting to post more frequently there because I wasn't very active on X. Common Sense Dose, Mackenzie CSD, they can all find me there. I just wanted to say you guys are in Philadelphia, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So first time I ever came to America, I was in Narberth. I was an au pair there.
Whoa. Okay. What were you doing in Narberth? You had a friend there?
No, I was actually, have you ever heard of the program called Au Pair?
Yes. Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah. So you're basically a nanny, have a host family.
Right. Right.
So I was 19 at the time. It was, the only way that I could actually leave Brazil because everything was so expensive. I was so young. I did not come from a family with money. So they had this program. I think it was like $700. And then you would work for that family. They would pay you a stipend weekly and you would go to school. That's actually how I learned English because I didn't know any English back then. So very good program. And when I saw the invitation, like, oh, a program, like a radio show in Philadelphia, I was like, oh, my goodness, I miss it.
Well, my wife's best friend lived in Narberth. She just recently sold. So I know Narberth really well. We're going to remind you of that. If you get anywhere near this area, we got to see you in studio, but we'll be in touch with you more. And thank you. Thanks for,
absolutely.
And that's why Elon Musk retweeted that. And that's why all this is out there. We appreciate it very much.
Yes. No, I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Mackenzie CSD. We got to go by that. It's like Mike of Wake Up NJ. Although his name is out there now, Henry, he ran to be, the Republican Party chairman, Mike did last night in Jersey. and his last name's there. I don't know if he wants to say it. How can you be a chairman? Just say Mike Union Chairman.
Yo, Mike.
Mike. Yo, Mike. I'll just say Mike C. You have to look up the rest. All right. I really, Mackenzie, again, we saw that all over the holidays, what she said about her experience in Brazil and how it pertains to what we're seeing in Somalia, and how Americans look at this and say, no, we voted not just to have walls say, all right, I'm not going to be governor anymore, but to be indicted. I'm not saying he should go to jail. That's for a court to decide. But certainly there's enough here to indict thousands of people. And Bondi's there today, Kash Patel. They're getting the direction from Trump, California next, probably New Jersey, Pennsylvania after that. All right, so 855-839-1210. Grab a line, hit us on the side question two on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.